I'm Lily Herwald. Ron Kruger passed away recently of natural causes. He was one big contradiction, a complex man with good qualities and very challenging habits. I met Ron at Raven Radio about 30 years ago. I was new to town and the station, and I was situated at the first desk people encountered. Ron was a tall, intimidating, gruff dude. He had a watchman's cap, worn fatigues, scars, and a beard. He liked to act menacing. It was his habit to start a rant as if we were in mid-conversation about how much he hated reggae music, or the injustice of having to pay garbage fees when he didn't generate any garbage, or how loathsome he found Garrison Keillor. He also bragged of his arsenal. Try as he might, he didn't scare me. I smiled at Ron and I listened to some of his stories, and through time developed a friendship with him, where he revealed his true nature, that of a thoughtful, sensitive, and lonely human who loved the beauty of this world. He was the unofficial interviewer of Ken Fate. He hounded every news hound the station hired. He tortured every manager Raven has had, pushing the boundaries of FCC regulations and at times the boundaries of good taste. As Spike on late night radio, he was a star to many people who listened. And he was a great actor in radio theater, a perfect pirate if we'd ever heard one. I'd never met anyone like him, someone who fought his demons and memories with all his might, yet could turn his attention to beloved kitties and flowers. He was confrontational, stubborn, yet highly intelligent, with many stories to share. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be heard, and he felt at home at KCAW, because many of us were patient enough to listen. In a way, all of us are his family. When my children were tiny, Ron showed up at our door one Christmas with a charming and delicate china tea set for kids. He was always playing against his typecast. Ron tried to goad people into putting a label on him. He was gruff and gnarly, adept at antagonizing any authority and those who tried to pigeonhole him into a category. He loved weapons and classic literature, drinking whiskey and recounting the nation's history, grousing at all of the authorities, from cops to Forest Service to the UN, and then switching to tell you about a special spruce tip recipe. Those of us who called him friend, we mourn him and our loss. Rest in peace, Ron Kruger. You will be missed, and you are loved. I'm Lily Herwald.